Boost your productivity with strategic rest. Hey there, elite contractors. Glad to have you here in another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Friday, May 31st. And just welcoming everybody here, as always. It's such an honor to have this opportunity, and I just want to thank you again for, you know, listening to this, downloading this, the comments, the emails, the reviews. It's all so amazing to have this opportunity and be here with everybody, and thank you so much. I really love y'all for being a part of this community, and we're continuing on, okay? I'm going to keep continuing to make this better and better, and, you know, get some real, I really think we can grow this into some real cool stuff. I've been getting a lot more emails from people, a lot more stuff coming in, a lot more opportunities to maybe do some partnering things with some people. So I'm excited about all that. So today's Friday. So we got to talk about our three things. You know, mine have been pretty hectic, and they were kind of multi-week things, but I did finally finish, you know, the video last week. So this week was really kind of getting that website done, and I'm still working on the Slack thing. Found something that didn't work, and I'm trying to see about a workaround with it to see if it's going to work, and that I've got to find out yet. But the website's done. We got that up. There's still some, you know, a bunch of work to do. I mentioned that the posts, they didn't all transfer properly because I never really thought about changing it the way I changed it, and all along I was doing something different, and now I've got to correct that. So we will slowly be updating all the old posts. All the new posts will be on there live. It's really just a refresher. There's nothing, if you're already listening to this on your apps, other than checking it out if you want to, there's really nothing, you know, completely different yet. But what I wanted to do was make the website update, because I haven't updated it for like years, right? So it needed an update, got a new fresh look to it. And if you are, you know, using it, if you go there to listen to the podcast, there's actually a much better player now and stuff like that. So what we're going to continue to do is get all those old podcast, all the old stuff. So there's, after today, there'll be 1,250 of them. The main reason why I wanted to upgrade the website right now was I wanted to get it to work properly with all the abilities to look at the older ones. So we're going to have it set up where it's much easier. It's going to take me a little while to get all this, but it's going to be much easier for you to go, you know, search on the website if you're looking for something about change orders, right? You'll be able to filter it better. And that's the main reason for doing it, because I know on your app, how do you go look back at, you know, the first 500 episodes? But on the website, they're all there, and it'll be easier to go in and find those. Right now, you'll notice if you scroll to the very bottom, there's a whole list of tags that are associated with the particular podcast. So if you see a tag that you have interest in, it'll bring up all of them. So that's what we're doing with that. Check it out. It's really going to be great when you're really looking for something, want to go listen, you'll be able to use the website. So that's up, and I'm excited about the rest of the build out we're going to do with that. So let's get into today's podcast. You know, today we talk about things to make us feel better, do better, live better, have a better life all the way around, because it's not all about contracting. So today I want to talk about paying attention to our rest periods, okay? We're all hard drivers, we're hard workers, and it's so easy to get caught up in that constant drive, 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 you know, that pushing, 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 and striving. We pursue things harder and harder, and it's all part of that hustle mentality, that hard work mentality. You know, since we've been growing up, we've been told, all the time that we have to work hard, right? Like if we want to get ahead, we want to move ahead, you got to work hard. And all of us, I'm sure that the majority of us here follow that mantra. And we do it not just like in work, right? Like it's in everything, because it's kind of in our DNA. It's kind of our nature is to do everything to the fullest and push hard and drive hard. But what we often forget in that whole mentality is we need to rest. Like we need to recoup. Rest is part of the big equation, right? Because if we want to grow, you know, we got to give some rest. If you think about, you know, going to the gym and you grab some dumbbells and do some arm curls, and you know, if you do that every day and never give yourself, your muscles, a chance to rest, you're not going to build any muscle, right? You're just going to keep tearing them down. So we have to give ourselves that chance to rest. So there's a really cool little formula that I picked up from a book I'm listening to now called Peak Performance. It's a very good book. I've been listening to it here for the last couple days. And the formula that they bring out in there is stress plus rest equals growth. And this applies to anything, right? Like anything we're doing. Stress plus rest equals growth. So in this book, the authors set out to write it, right? And they did a lot of study and they did a lot of research. And so it was really, you know, neat hearing it and hearing some of the stories. And they studied a lot of, you know, professional athletes. And what they found in a lot of the best, and they were, a lot of their research was geared toward like the running community. And you'll, you know, there was all kinds of the stories of all these people that broke records and that are the top of their game have deliberate rest periods. Like some of them take up to a month off, you know, multiple weeks at a time and don't run at all. Many of them, like they would talk about how before they went out to run in a race, they actually would train, and then stop a couple days before the race to let their body rest, to get that rest period in. And so they went on to study not just athletes, but they studied a lot of professionals and other things. They actually talk about a big study that was done in one of the major consulting houses, you know, the ones that hire the MBAs and, you know, the notoriously, you know, they're the ones that go help the Fortune 500 CEOs like figure things out. And these, I remember from my days in college, getting out of college, is those type of consulting firms, like people think that, hey, to make it, I've got to go in and I'm going to do, you know, 80, 100 plus hours a week. And that's my only opportunity. And that's what's going to propel me up the firm and, you know, make me successful here. Well, one of those big firms did a study, and they actually made teams shut down. Like, you know, they did a couple different ways and they tried different things to see what the impact was. And they found that in every one of the teams where they made them take the breaks, like some of them, they would tell them you can't work after 7. Other ones, they said you can't work on the weekend. But these breaks, what they found was those teams actually were more productive and more effective in what they were doing than the ones that stayed with the traditional 90 hour plus a week. So what they recognized from all this and what the book talks about is without those rest periods, we don't really grow, and or at least not in a sustainable manner. Like we might grow for the next year, but then we burn ourselves out. So we have to make sure that we have that good balance of stress plus rest to get that growth. And it seems contrary, I know, but here's the thing. The whole mantra about we have to work hard, we have to, you know, that's your ticket to success. Like when you look at that and really think about it, so I started to think about that a little bit, like, well, why is that? you know, where does that get off? Well, where does that get us off track? And the best I can, my interpretation of that is, anyway, is that mantra, that whole thing, we have to work hard. If you want more in life, you have to work hard at it. The biggest part of that is aimed at the person that's still sitting on the couch, right? Or that person that they're going to go in and they're going to do their 8 hours and they're going to go home and complain because they can't afford to buy a new car or they can't afford this. And they're, you know, plopping themselves on the couch or, you know, sitting around the campfire drinking a bunch of beers every night instead of doing something to improve themselves and push themselves forward. So that mantra serves a purpose for a certain segment of the population, right? There's plenty of people out there that need to hear that, the drop the entitlement attitude and get out there and hustle and get to work. But what that mantra, where it starts to fail, is when we get into the upper echelon like us, the ones that we don't need that beating all the time telling us get out there and hustle, because we are hustling. You know, we're striving to be the best already. So sometimes that upper echelon needs to be reminded that we need to rest once in a while, like we need to stop and do something else. So that's what I wanted to share with you today is this whole concept that we have to remember to rest. Now, everybody has different needs, right? Like our bodies, our age, our diets, our exercise regimens, all those different things are going to impact us. I've been doing a lot of good stuff with exercise. I've been doing the, some of the amino acids and things, and those are great. But I still need to make sure I get my rest. But I don't need a whole lot. And what I found works for me is it's not as much the rest as it is the complete switching, right? Like, I know that I can't get up at 5 a.m. and go work and pound at a computer or do any of those things for 16 hours straight. I know I will burn out. But when I'm doing other things that I do and I'm breaking that day up or breaking that night up, spending some time, you know, maybe working on something else, changing, you know, what my focus is, spending time with the family, getting to the beach on the weekend for a couple hours, you know, those things, if I can break it up enough, then I get my rest periods that way. Because stress plus rest, it's not so much that we have to, you know, this isn't about like saying, okay, you know, here's my excuse. Tony just told me it's okay. I can go lay on the couch for 2 hours. No, that's not the type of rest that I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is when you're sitting there and you're working on something for business and you're pounding through it, you're going hard, we got to take a break once in a while. Like, you can't go 16 hours a day at work without taking some type of break. You know, yes, we can do that for a short period of time. We got a big deadline. We got something huge going on. We'll do it. But sooner or later, we've got to take a break. And that break might not mean that we slow down. Maybe that means we take that break and we go to the gym and work out, right? Or we go on a mini vacation and really take in the sights and really do stuff with it. It's not rest that we have to go lay down and do nothing. You know, some of the best athletes they interviewed and went through and studied, like, you know, one of the big runners which set a bunch of records, like he trained, you know, through the season. When the season ended, he stopped training, all running, for like 7 weeks. But he didn't stop being active. Like, he didn't just go, okay, I'm done, I'm going to go lay on the couch. He scheduled vacations and he scheduled trips and he scheduled business things during that 7 week period. He just stopped running for a while. Okay. You know, and that's a little extreme. So what we need to look at is how we can incorporate those strategic rest periods in our life, in our week, in our day, in our month, in our year, right? It's not about going to the beach or laying in the hammock. That's not the type of rest. While those periods of rest are important, but I'm not telling you that, oh, you can, you know, work 80 hours and then shut everything off. What I'm saying is we have to go between the rest and the stress. So what you want to look at is what works for you. And what I suggest is you try some different things, okay? But if you take a typical day, if you're in the office for 10, 11, 12 hours, okay, first of all, pick a point during the middle of the day and take a break, right? Like shut the office down for 30 minutes and take a walk or go grab lunch or maybe even hit the gym and do a little light treadmill walk or something, you know, just shut it down for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, just to give yourself a rest. Get your brain out of thinking about everything at work and get out of that environment, right? Like we have to change our environments to get that rest. Even some meditation really does a lot here. They even talked in the book about some studies with Google and how they got into some meditation stuff. So the key here is develop a routine that works for you that includes switching your activities, okay? Because switching from working and then going out and taking a walk or a run or going to the gym, that's still rest from your other activity, okay? It's not about everything we do has to shut down. It's about looking at the activities that we're doing that we need to put our focus on. And we, when we're going to work, like if we're working on that project, we're working on that schedule, we need to stress ourselves. We need to get in there and work with you know, full intensity, full focus and intensity. Then after we've put in an hour or two, take that break. That's that rest period. And we can go do something else, you know, take a walk outside, tour the job, then come back. And when you get back into that schedule after that little break, you're going to be that much more productive because we can't sustain the constant. And so putting this little ebb and flow between rest periods and hard work stress periods helps those stress periods work better and allows us to grow and be better. So just want you to really pay attention. You know, we talked about writing things down and so just keep a notepad, you know, on the side of your desk and just remind yourself, you know, put at the top, rest periods. And look at how you work throughout the day and try to fit some of those in, right? Like I always look at, I know I want to go tour the job a lot of times during the day. So I always looked at, okay, first thing in the morning, I'm going to get some intense work done. And then to take that break, I'm going to go walk the job site. I'm going to see what's going on. And not necessarily, you know, to solve a problem right away, just to walk it and see. Then work on other things, right? Same thing happens with our exercise routines, our living, you know, the things we do for fun. If we were to go every single Saturday, you know, and just practice at playing softball or something without taking the rest, we're not going to get better. So we have to just remember to include those periods of rest. I've been exercising like crazy, but I know when I take a slow week and what I'll do is I'll go from running and lifting to maybe spending 3 or 4 days in a row where I just take a nice walk. When I get back and hit the gym for lifting, I'm that much, you know, I'm much stronger and can do a lot more. So those periods work. And we just have to remember, because it's so easy to get caught up in that drive, to get caught up in the hype of the hustle. And all we do is push, 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 push. And at that pace, we will burn out. So I don't want you burn out. I don't want you, you know, frazzled and not thinking clearly. So get those rest periods in. Whether it's figuring out you need an hour a day of downtime or 2 hours a day of downtime, an extra 30 minutes of sleep, whatever it is, you know, you got that big project you're pushing through, that big estimate out the door, take a half a day off and do something different. Or, you know, at least change up what you're doing, because those rest periods will allow us to come back with better focus, more determination, and that much more effort in it. That's how we get productive and grow. So don't forget, stress plus rest equals growth. That's it for today, folks. Everybody have an amazing weekend. Stop waiting. Start building.